Title: NYC Issues Final Regulations for Automated Employment Decision Tools Law, Delays Enforcement to July 5, 2023. Content: On April 6, 2023, the New York City Department of Consumer and Workforce Protection, DCWP, promulgated its final regulations, the final regulations, regarding the New York City Automated Employment Decision Tools Law, AEDTL. In connection with the final regulations, the DCWP also notified employers that it would further delay enforcement of the AEDTL from April 15, 2023 to July 5, 2023. The final regulations, among other things, expand the definition of machine learning, statistical modeling, data analytics, or artificial intelligence as used in the AEDTL and clarify specifics around the bias audits required by the AEDTL. As we previously reported, the AEDTL's regulations have remained in a state of flux for months. The final regulations are the DCWP's third attempt to formulate regulations for the AEDTL, and have received an unusually high volume of public comment requiring multiple well-attended public hearings. As a result, enforcement of the AEDTL has been delayed twice, first from January 1, 2023 to April 15, 2023, and now until July 5, 2023. However, because the final regulations have been issued by this point, the AEDTL's enforcement date is unlikely to change further. Overview of the AEDTL. Once enforced, the AEDTL will restrict employers' ability to use automated employment decision tools in hiring and promotion decisions within New York City. The AEDTL defines automated employment decision tool as any computational process derived from machine learning, statistical modeling, data analytics, or artificial intelligence that issues simplified output, including a score, classification, or recommendation, that is used to substantially assist or replace discretionary decision-making for making employment decisions that impact natural persons. The phrase "to substantially assist or replace discretionary decision-making" means 1. To rely solely on a simplified output, score, tag, classification, ranking, etc., with no other factors considered. 2. To use a simplified output as one of a set of criteria where the simplified output is weighted more than any other criterion in the set. Or, 3. To use a simplified output to overrule conclusions derived from other factors, including human decision-making. Employers may not use automated employment decision tools unless 1. The tool has been the subject of a bias audit conducted within the previous year in accordance with the AEDTL's requirements, and 2. The employer has published a summary of the results of the tool's most recent bias audit, as well as the distribution date of the tool to which such audit applies, on its publicly available website. The bias audit must be performed by an independent auditor, who cannot have been involved in using, developing, or distributing the tool, cannot have an employment relationship with an employer that seeks to use the tool or a vendor that developed or distributed it, and cannot have a direct or material indirect financial interest in the employer that seeks to use the tool or the vendor that distributed it. Employers must use historical data, i.e., data collected during the employer's use of the tool, to conduct the audit. However, if insufficient historical data is available to conduct a statistically significant audit, employers may use non-historical test data, provided that the employer explains why historical data was not used and how the test data used was generated and obtained. Under the AEDTL, employers who use automated employment decision tools must also disclose the following information to candidates at least 10 business days before the tool is used. 1. The fact that an automated employment decision tool will be used in connection with the assessment or evaluation of any candidate who lives in New York City. 2. The job qualifications and characteristics that the automated employment decision tool will use in assessing the candidate. And 3. Instructions for how an individual can request an alternative selection process or reasonable accommodation, if available. The AEDTL does not obligate employers to provide an alternative selection process, though employers are otherwise obligated to provide a reasonable accommodation if required under the Americans with Disabilities Act and analogous state and local laws. Finally, the AEDTL obligates employers to undertake